Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, and I'm sitting next to our lifelong pastor, John Bell. Now, this is a little bit of a new studio for us. Normally, John and I do this on the phone, and we use a program. But now we're actually together, and we're sitting with our audio guy and part of the team, Aaron, and all three of us are in this room. So it might be a little different, you know, staring at John. I told John before we started, I go, it kind of reminds me years ago when I was a Catholic and I'm going into confessional. So this is Off the Cuff, and, you know, we were on a little break for a while, and we're back now, and we're looking forward to bringing some great questions. And we sit here, and I ask John some questions, and we kind of just kibitz. I mean, this is what we do on the phone, so we're inviting everybody in, and I've had a lot of time to think of some questions, and John had some time to think of some questions, and a lot's going on in the world right now. And as you know, I'm a 62-year-old man right now, and we're in 2024, and I have a question for John that I've been kind of wrestling. Because in my life, I'm looking at things and I'm wondering, well, I didn't always think that way. So, John, this morning, I'd like to just ask you, as we age, does our view on God change?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, Dean. Let me ask you a question. How old were you when you became a believer?
I was 24.
24.
I was raised as a Catholic, and I thought I wanted to be a deacon. Mm. And that's kind of when the gentleman that was teaching me, he said, the most important thing is not the Bible. Mm. And when he said that, I couldn't get that out of my mind.
Wow.
And then I started to search.
Okay.
And the woman that I was dating, who is now my wife, and my brother, basically said, you know, this is the way.
And they were believers already.
They were believers already.
Okay.
And, you know, my brother Peter and my wife Kathy, you know, Kathy, I'll never forget, she goes, well, the man I marry is going to love Jesus. So
that changes things.
Exactly.
And that's called incentive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So having said that, that's when I began the search. Uh-huh. But John, you know, because we talk, I'm looking at things differently.
Uh-huh.
And I feel the Holy Spirit is kind of guiding me. So there's part of me that is changing my view on God.
Mm-hmm. So as you were talking, I thought, you know, sometimes people say God accepts us just as we are at that time, just as, you know, however he finds us, you're welcome. The invitation is given to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a general call and there's a specific call. So you heard that and then you began to explore. And probably in those early years, your view on God was just how gracious he was and how merciful he was. But you know, God is so complex. He is so infinite. So how does your view change over the years? So there's kind of two answers. The first one's pretty easy. Your view changes on God as you grow in your faith. So you discard all the false ideas you had about God so that you get a deeper, fuller, richer experience of who God is. And he unfolds himself to you. He reveals himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the first thing that changes is your wrong ideas about God go away. You know, if you're studying the Word, if you're being led by the Holy Spirit, if you're really seeking truth, because that's really what we're after. I was just reminded yesterday how much this world is an illusion. You know, it's not real, but it's kind of like the Matrix. It's like people don't know the reality of what's really going on. So first you discard all the bad ideas, you know, and that's probably a prayer people should pray. Something like, Lord, correct all the wrong views I have about you, because I want to know the real you. You know, and it's kind of like that in every relationship, right? I mean, you go into a relationship, and as the relationship grows, you know, you begin to see more of this other person, and maybe some things that were that you thought aren't actually true. So you discard, that would be first. And then the second, I would say, it's another D word. You discard, then you deepen. So you deepen your understanding of who God is. And you go through this process. You know, the Bible talks about spiritual maturity. 1 John 2, 12 through 14, the Apostle John is writing, and he addresses, in that text, he addresses children or little children, then he addresses young men, and then he addresses fathers. And then there's another place he said, the writer of Hebrews says, as newborn babes, or Paul says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. So here's what happens is as over time you grow, just as you grow physically, biologically, you also grow. You know, a baby goes to being a child, goes to being a young adult. Young adult grows to be an adult and then a parent. And then the last stage is grandfather or grandmother. And that's the elder stage. So the sad part, I think, is, and each of those, like I'm in the elder stage. I'm in the grandfather. I have a much deeper, fuller understanding of God. When I was 8 years old, I accepted Christ, you know, and I heard John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And it was like, as an eight-year-old, it was like, that rang true to me. I want that. And I had an understanding. But I didn't realize that there was much more in that verse. I was probably at just the first level. And I've mentioned this to you before, that scripture is, the rabbis teach that scripture is 70 layers deep. So you've got to keep digging. You got to keep growing. And what grow? There are two things that are going to help you mature. Actually, three: the Word of God, and then the Helper or the Holy Spirit. God has given to you to actually guide you through, to walk alongside. He's called the Paraclete, and then your obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to what the Word of God is saying. And the more you obey, Dean, the more you mature. So we need to grow.
Let's stop there for a second. Okay. That is really, that's good. The more you obey, the more, and I'm going to insert this, God lets you grow. It's almost like he pulls back more of the curtain. Is that a right analogy? Like if you're not obeying, John, God is not going to, or is God going to come after you to obey?
Well, sure, he disciplines. That's what Hebrews says. You know,
he disciplines his children.
He disciplines his children, exactly.
So if there's no discipline, chances are...
You probably don't belong to the family. Yeah. It's like, I don't discipline the neighbor's kids. I tried once.
It didn't work out so well.
Yeah, that's, hey, get off my lawn.
That's good, because so this changing and more realization deepening is part of the process.
Yeah.
And I you know, I say this all the time now when people ask me questions. I say, I've given up trying to think like God a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, at one time in my life, like, oh, this is what God's doing in my life.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, so again, the reason why I stopped you, and I wanted you just to go a little bit deeper into that. As you are walking in his ways, he is going to reveal more to you.
Yeah.
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 Tell me about that.
Okay. So when you first become a believer, right? God does things for you that he won't do for you later on. Like you know, when you're at that infant stage, because God knows you're just learning to crawl or walk, you can actually go into a parking lot and say, Lord, I need a parking space. You know, and he'll give it to you.
Right.
But once you get to be an adult, it's like you're going to have to walk from the back of the parking lot. Because you should know better than these trivial kinds of things.
Right.
I used to have a friend, Moshe Rosen. He was head of a ministry.
What's his name?
Moshe Rosen, Jews for Jesus.
Yeah, beautiful.
And he used to ask young believers to pray for his ministry because he knew God would hear them.
A little manipulation going on there.
Which is, all right, so that's a good thought. So anyhow, so as you grow, you learn how to pray. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn how to read the Bible. We're going to talk about in this segment, you learn how to walk in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And none of that comes suddenly. The whole process of sanctification is, you know, sanctification, if you think of it simply, it's just sanctification is becoming who you were purposed to be. So once you become a child of God, the whole process of sanctification is learning God's purpose for you, which is his purpose for you is to be exactly like his son, like Jesus Christ. So let's go back to that. Here's a big change that happens to people. This is the difference between, you know, childhood and adulthood in the Christian life. One of the things that young believers do in their prayer life or decision making is they presume upon God. They have the sin of presumption. So the sin of presumption is, whatever I'm thinking I should do, I go ahead and do it. And why? Because I got a safety net and God will catch me. Mm. And God says, don't do that. that's in the temptation of when the devil tried to tempt Jesus, you know, he took him to the pinnacle of the temple and he goes,
jump off.
Yeah. You know, the angel, he will send his angels who bear you up on their wings. And Jesus says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Mm. What is that? That's a sin of presumption. So sometimes when people are telling me something that they're going to do, and they'll say, I think God is in this. And I'll say, no, he's not. You should need to know that. He's not. You need to rethink that. You really need to seek the Lord in prayer on that one. So yeah, your view of God changes. You have a deeper, it's like, so you have kids, I have kids. My kids will tell you, they know more about me now than when they were little. You know, they know this is who Dad is,
right?
Because of our relationship. The same thing is true with God, you know, with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. And we're just continuing to grow in grace. And it's like, you know, so young believers will do some things that they shouldn't do, they put themselves in situations they shouldn't. But look, when you get, as you become an adult, as you become a parent, as you become a grandparent in the faith, and also your capacity grows. God gives you more capacity. So yeah, your view definitely changes.
Great. All right. So we're going to stop here. And, again, John, thank you. Appreciate it. I kind of like this where I could see you and, you know,
who doesn't like to see me?
Exactly. Well, we won't go into that right now, but
I kind of like seeing you too.
Well, that's great to hear.
Like seeing Aaron, our producer.
Exactly. It's great to see. So I'm just going to remind you, we're back now with, more questions and off the cuffs. And this was all off the cuff. There was one question was written and then literally John just took it and I interrupted him when I had to. So you can follow us on our social media, Instagram, that's Amazing Men Ministries, on Facebook, Amazing Men Ministries, and on X, it's Amaze Man Ministry, and always AmazingMenMinistries.com, AmazingMenMinistries.com. We do our entire body of work, and it's always available, and it's always free. So follow us, and you can watch Wow Church and get some deep meat scripture. This is not this season. We're off the milk, and like John just mentioned that just a bit ago, on all our series, we're going deeper, and we hope you join us next time right here on Off the Cuff. On behalf of our lifelong pastor, John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.